理课堂听 class.com。
And welcome to Studio Classroom Online. My name is Vicki, and it's great to have you with us today.
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. And today we're talking about Dr. Henry Lee. He's a man who has criminals around the world on the run.
That's right. World-famous crime investigator Henry Lee. We're going to be learning about him. He's a famous scientist.
That's right. He's a forensic scientist. And we'll be learning a little bit about what that means a little later.
He has solved some of the toughest crimes and the toughest mysteries in the world.
People all over the world call on Dr. Lee for help when they can't figure out who did it.
Let's begin our lesson. Join us now on page 18 as we read.
Dr. Henry Lee, world-famous crime investigator. Do you like a good mystery? Millions of people do. They read mystery novels and watch crime-solving shows on TV. So what makes crime-solving so interesting? A good person to ask would be scientist Dr. Henry Lee. He has devoted his life to forensic science, the investigation and solving of crimes. His work has included many famous and difficult cases. He likes the challenge and enjoys helping bring justice to society. World-renowned in his field, Dr. Lee's life is a Chinese-American immigrant success story.
Well, we are taking a look at the life of Dr. Henry Lee, world-famous crime investigator. Now, we know that he is very famous doing this investigation or investigating crimes around the world.
Okay, and first of all, crime is something that is illegal. People do an illegal action that is a crime, but you can also commit a crime by not doing something. Right, Vicki?
Right, something that you're supposed to do or that you are required by law to do. So if people are not following the law, then we call them criminals if they break the law.
Okay, let's look at the word investigator for a moment. An investigator is someone who looks into these crimes. They study these crimes because people who commit crimes, they don't want to get caught. So they cover their trail, is what we say, and they try to hide their identity. The investigator's job is to find out who did it, how they did it, and when they did it.
And we know that Dr. Henry Lee is world famous. Everyone around the world nowadays seems to know who he is. And it says this scientist has solved some of the world's toughest crime mysteries.
Right. Crime mysteries. There's a lot of crime in this world, and people can't figure out the answers, like who did it. Well, they call in Dr. Henry Lee to get some answers because he's such a great investigator.
Steve, do you like a good mystery?
I do like a good mystery. I like reading books about mysterious things. How about you, Vicki?
I do, and I think millions of people do, just as our lesson says here. Millions of people do like mysteries, and it says they read mystery novels and watch crime-solving shows on TV.
Well, of course, a lot of crime-solving shows have become popular over the last 3 years, 5 years, and a lot of people are watching those now. In fact, I'm looking at the book lists as well, and the mystery books are really at the top of the lists.
Okay, well, we know that some crime investigators are amazing. They can find clues from the smallest things, but I think when we watch these TV programs, I'm not sure that crime investigators are all that lee-high, but they certainly make them look that way, don't they?
I'm sure a lot of it is the TV program, and it's not really how a crime investigator works. But we can look into these, or use these shows, and look into the lives of the crime investigators a little bit and see what their world is like.
Well, the writer says, so what makes crime solving so interesting? Well, a good person to ask would be scientist Dr. Henry Lee.
He's been doing it for years, he loves doing it, and he's great at it. So let's ask Dr. Henry Lee what makes crime investigating so interesting.
As we take a look at the next paragraph, it says he has devoted his life to forensic science and the investigation, or which means the investigation of solving crimes. So first of all, Steve, he's devoted his life to this. What does that mean?
Okay, he's dedicated his life. He has made a decision in his mind, and he has said, I want to spend the rest of my life investigating crime. And we learn that he's been doing this for over 40 years now.
Mm-hmm. Now, we can devote ourselves to something or to someone. We can also devote something to something else. We can devote our time to something. But here we're talking about he's devoted his entire life to this. So he's given his life to this purpose. Let's review this word, devote, in this conversation.
I see that you're working very hard.
Oh, yes. I've decided to become a better student. So from now on, I'm going to devote myself to my schoolwork.
Wow, you are?
Yes. I'm going to spend more time learning math and science and English. I'm going to devote myself to those things.
But why?
Because those are important things. If I spend time and energy now learning those things, I'll have a better future.
Starting tonight?
Yes, starting this very minute. I'm devoting myself to those things. So if you'll excuse me, I have work to do.
It's too bad.
Too bad?
Well, it's too bad that you're devoting so much time to your schoolwork. I have free tickets to tonight's movies.
You have free tickets to the movies?
That's right, and everyone was hoping that you could come with us.
Oh, I can come.
Oh, no, I thought you were devoting more time to your schoolwork.
Well, I am, but it's important to devote time to my friends, too. What movie is it?
Okay, so this word devoted simply means to be fully committed to something.
Right, having one goal, one aim, one purpose, and then going for it. Well, he has devoted his life to forensic science. What does that mean? Well, it goes on to say it's the investigation and solving of crimes.
Right, that's a good definition of what that is, forensic science. When I think about this, I always think about the science that helps them solve crimes.
Right. So scientists are actually helping people in the courtroom, they're helping lawyers to solve crimes, and they're using the evidence that they find in the legal proceedings.
That's right. They look at evidence at the crime scene, they try to find out all the information they can, and they use science. Now, sometimes we talk about forensic medicine. It's the same idea, using medicine, using science to solve these crimes.
And this is what Dr. Henry Lee is really good at. His work has included many famous and difficult cases, and these are reasons why he has become famous.
Mm-hmm. He's famous. He's covered many famous cases and difficult cases. So some of the cases that he's been involved in have been very complicated. Most forensic scientists have not been able to solve these crimes or these problems.
Right. When other forensic scientists come to a dead end, when they can't find any more information, they call in Dr. Henry Lee for help.
And notice it says here he likes the challenge and he enjoys helping bring justice to society. So he enjoys the challenge. There's definitely a challenge in this kind of work.
It's not easy. And we'll learn more about how difficult it is a little later. But I like that he likes to help bring justice to society. And what that means is that he likes to get the bad guys and put them in jail. And he likes to help the good guys stay out of jail.
Right. When you do this kind of work, you're helping, of course, you're trying to help those people who did not commit a crime to get off if somebody has accused them of a crime. But if somebody has done a crime and maybe they've been getting away with it, you find that criminal and you bring them to justice.
Right. Well, world-renowned in his field, Dr. Lee's life is a Chinese-American immigrant success story. Of course, a lot of people have come to America over the centuries, And a lot of them have made a great name for themselves.
That's true. Let's take a look at the first part of this sentence. It says, world-renowned in his field. Earlier we talked about him being a world-famous crime investigator. Well, here it's similar in the idea when someone is world-renowned, they're world-famous. People around the world know them.
Okay, he's very famous in his field. His field is the area in which he works, in this case, forensic science.
And it says here that Dr. Lee's life is a Chinese-American immigrant's success story. In other words, maybe when he first went to America, he didn't have a lot, but little by little, he was educated and he began to have a career and he succeeded. And we'll learn more about his life very shortly.
Well, right now, friends, it's time to visit Ken and Rachel in the chat room where they're going to talk a little bit about the word forensic.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Rachel. So, Ken, do you like to watch crime-solving shows on television?
Oh, yeah. I love the show CSI. What about you?
Actually, I don't like those kinds of shows at all.
Then I guess you probably wouldn't make a good forensic scientist.
No, probably not. But I did teach forensics in an American high school.
What? You taught forensics? But I thought you didn't like forensic science.
I don't. I'm talking about a different kind of forensics. The study of the performing arts, like theater, debate, drama, and speech. Students who join forensics teams compete against other students in competitions.
So a forensics competition is like a debate contest?
Yes, or a speech contest. Very similar. And a forensics teacher will help the students prepare for these contests.
今天的课文中提到的 forensic science 是鉴识科学，可是 forensic 还有另外一个意思，就是法庭的、辩论的。在美国很多的高中都有 forensic 的社团，还有校队，也就是辩论社。还有要注意这个字的发音 forensic 哦，中间是 z 的音。 Forensic. So what kinds of jobs can a forensic scientist do?
Good question. There are many jobs, but here are three of them. You could be a medical examiner, a crime lab analyst, or a crime scene examiner. So Ken, which job would you like?
I would probably enjoy being a crime lab analyst. So where can our students go to get more information?
They can go to our website. So students, check out studioclassroom.com for more information about forensics and forensic science. But first, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Why are fingerprints a good way to identify people? A. No two people have the same fingerprints. B. A person's fingerprints do not change. C. Both A and B are correct. Why are fingerprints a good way to identify people? C. Both A and B are correct. Your fingerprints are yours and yours alone. I guess that makes us each pretty special.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about world-famous crime investigator Henry Lee.
We just learned that Dr. Henry Lee's life is a Chinese-American immigrant success story. Well, let's learn more about that story as we continue with the reading on line 18.
Dr. Henry Lee, world-famous crime investigator. Henry Lee was born in mainland China in 1938. He received his education at the Taiwan Central Police College. At age 22, he became the youngest captain ever in the Taipei Police Department. In 1965, he went to the United States to earn a degree in forensic science. Later, he received a PhD in biochemistry from New York University. Today, in addition to solving crimes, he works in higher education. He is the founder and a professor of the Forensic Science Program at Connecticut's University of New Haven.
Well, students, in this section, we're learning a little bit more about Dr. Henry Lee's background. We find out where he was born. We find out he was born in mainland China in 1938.
Well, from there, we can assume that he and his family moved to Taiwan, where he received his education at the Taiwan Central Police College. So we know that at an early age, he had a desire to be involved in this kind of work.
Well, it certainly looks that way, doesn't it? And we see here that he received his education here at the police college. Now, when you think about receiving an education, it's the same as getting an education. So he had to work for it. Somebody just didn't hand it to him, did they?
No. Receiving gives the idea that the person is very passive. But to get an education, you have to be very active. Of course, you have to study hard and make good grades.
Well, at age 22, he became the youngest captain ever in the Taipei Police Department. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing. A captain is a leader. A captain is a commander. So at age 22, Dr. Lee was leading people, leading men in the police force.
Right. We think about a senior police officer. Now that's pretty young to be playing that kind of role, but he was very young as a captain. It says here in 1965 then, he went to the United States. So he served in the police force for a while here in Taiwan, then he moved to America.
Okay, he moved to America. He wanted to further his education. He wanted to earn a degree in forensic science. And here we use the word earn instead of receive. Earning gives the idea that there's a lot of proactivity. There's a lot of effort involved.
That's right. We use this often when we talk about getting a degree. We earn a degree. And sometimes we do use the idea of receiving, as you see in the next sentence. Later, he received a PhD in biochemistry from New York University. Now, you can use either he earned it or he received it.
And this is where we get the name doctor from. Mm-hmm. Because he earned a PhD, we can put the word doctor in his title. And a lot of people now, they call him Dr. Lee. Well, he earned a degree in biochemistry.
Okay, now this is a big word, maybe a new word for a lot of you, biochemistry. But it has to do with actually the scientific study of chemical substances and how they react with living organisms.
Okay, it could be the chemical substances in a human or other living things, other animals, for example.
Okay, well, it says today, in addition to solving crimes, he works in higher education. Let's take a look at this idea of higher education for a moment.
Okay, higher education, the word higher indicates at the college or university level. Lower education or secondary education might be high school or junior high school.
Okay, so he has been involved in higher education, helping others or educating others in this area.
Okay, so we learn that he's a professor of the forensic department at the University of New Haven. But not only is he a professor, he is one of the founders, or he is the founder of this department.
Okay, so first of all, we've talked about a founder before, someone who establishes an organization or establishes something like an institution. In this case, it's the department.
Okay, and again, he's at Connecticut's University of New Haven, which isn't far from my home in the United States, up in the Northeast.
We might want to go back just for a moment. Earlier we mentioned the forensic science department that he founded, but we call it also here a program. Now, when we're referring to a program in school, we often think about a set of classes that you have to take to fulfill the requirements to earn a certain degree, right?
Right. Not only is he teaching at this university in New Haven, but he's going all over the country giving lectures, giving classes to other programs or to other police departments and law enforcement officials to help them solve crimes.
Right, that's how we started this sentence. It says, today, in addition to solving crimes, he works in higher education. So he's doing both at the same time. It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty demanding, too. He's in big demand. Even the FBI want him to come and teach the people about crime solving, crime investigation.
And we'll learn more about why that is true, but he obviously knows what he's doing and he's able to solve crimes that no one else is able to solve.
Well, forensic science has been around for centuries, but it's becoming more and more popular in the United States right now, hence the forming of these programs in the University of New Haven and universities like that. You know, back in the day, people would check fingerprints at the scene of the crime to try to find out who did it. Now it's become a lot more complex.
That's right. Of course, a lot of new discoveries have been made that it makes it easier to find criminals, but it's not an easy thing. You have to really understand forensic science, and Dr. Lee certainly does. Well, it's time for us to review today's lesson. Students, join us now for this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 devote 这个动词。Devote 在这里是指 贡献自己的精力、时间或资源，或者是致力于某件事。如果要说明是致力于哪件事的话，是用to这个介系词。例如 ，Brenda devoted all her time and money to helping the poor. Brenda 奉献她所有的时间和金钱来帮助穷人。Devote 名词是字尾的e去掉，加上 t-i-o-n 变成 devotion， 意思是献身或专一。例如 ，devotion to medicine。 对医学的献身。继续我们看的是 forensic science 这个名词片语。Forensic 是形容词，意思是运用科学的方法来办案的，而 forensic science 就是鉴识科学。若是有关案情需要鉴识的证据，例如血液、毛发、弹药等等的物品，就叫做 forensic evidence。Forensic 的后面如果加上 s 的话。 Forensics 是指警察局里面专门鉴识这一类物证的鉴识部门。最后我们看的是 captain 这个名词。Captain 在这里是指警方的官阶。若用在警察或者是消防队的制度上的话，captain 是指辖区的队长，他的上司是局长 chief C H I E F。若用在陆军的话，captain 是指上尉。 他的下属是中尉 Lieutenant L-I-E-U-T-E-N-A-N-T 若用在海军的话 Captain 的官阶就比较高了是指上校或者是军舰的舰长 And I hope you can devote yourself to learning more English Let's go on to the word bank
Devote Bill left his job to devote more time to his family. Forensic science. The police used forensic science to find the burglar's fingerprint and put him in jail. Renowned. Mother Teresa was renowned for her work with the poor in India. Captain. As captain of the ship, he is in charge of all the people who work there. Biochemistry. My brother studies biochemistry to learn about the chemistry of living things. Founder. Bill Gates is the founder of the computer company Microsoft.
Dr. Henry Lee, world-famous crime investigator. Do you like a good mystery? Millions of people do. They read mystery novels and watch crime-solving shows on TV. So what makes crime-solving so interesting? A good person to ask would be scientist Dr. Henry Lee. He has devoted his life to forensic science. The investigation and solving of crimes. His work has included many famous and difficult cases. He likes the challenge and enjoys helping bring justice to society. World-renowned in his field, Dr. Lee's life is a Chinese-American immigrant success story. Henry Lee was born in mainland China in 1938. He received his education at the Taiwan Central Police College. At age 22, he became the youngest captain ever in the Taipei Police Department. In 1965, he went to the United States to earn a degree in forensic science. Later, he received a PhD in biochemistry from New York University. Today, in addition to solving crimes, he works in higher education. He is the founder and a professor of the Forensic Science Program at Connecticut's University of New Haven.
Vicki, you mentioned before the break that investigators have a lot more to work with in catching these criminals, but let's not forget the criminals are getting smarter and smarter, too.
I think that's very true, Stephen. When I watch these shows, I think maybe we're helping them out a little bit too much. Maybe we're giving them too much information.
I think you're right. I just read where a criminal admitted to getting some ideas from these crime shows.
Aha. Well, students, we'll be back with more about Dr. Lee, world-famous crime investigator, next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.